wonderful world of wine. Stay close to
me. Great, Georgie Samios joins us just to change pace for 5 or 10 minutes and have a bit of a discussion about wine. There'll be plenty of people out there that want to open a bottle over the weekend to celebrate or commiserate. Welcome to you, Georgie.
Good morning, guys.
Nice to see you. How do we find you? Are you in good form? Are you fit and firing for the grand final?
I am. It's been an interesting week, hasn't it, here in Melbourne now? Protests, earthquakes, you know, the Whiff declaring his level 6 in the city. You know, what else can happen?
That was another earthquake when he dropped that. What about people who have got their wine and on the shelf or something? Do you think they would have lost a few bottles yesterday?
Well, yeah, there were some footies that went around overnight, actually, of an underground cellar at someone's house. I'm not sure whose it was, where most of the racks came down. Yeah, so it was a bit of a mess. So I reckon some people would have.
Hey, good morning to you, George. I have a bottle of wine where the grapes were grown on the side of a hill. Every time I drink a bottle, I keep falling over. That's come through on the temper text. Is that something you've heard before?
You're pulling out the big zingers this week, mate. Well done.
That's off the temper text, George. Hey, you're an Essendon man. I think we've all established that. Were you there back in 2000 when they won their last flag?
Yeah, I was, actually. I'd only just moved to Melbourne at the end of 99 because obviously I grew up in Canberra. So, I managed to get to that game. And then the following year, unfortunately, not as good. But, yeah, no, big day. And I feel for the supporters that can't go. But, you know, if you win it this weekend, you've still won it.
You got the gold pass these days, so you could wander wherever you pretty much like. You could be in the coaching box if you like. You could be down on the bench if you like. You could go into the rooms whenever you like, listen to the coach's address. What was it like back in those days, back in 2000? Where did little George sit and watch the grand final that day?
I sat just in the outer area there, near one of the goals, at the opposite end of the way the Bombers were kicking the first quarter when they set it up. But, you know, having grown up in Canberra, and I used to come down a bit for the football, but yeah, that was the first grand final that Essendon had played in, I'd been at live, and it was just incredible, just the passion, and, you know, listening to people all week on the station as well, you know, just people invested in footy, and more than ever, we're enjoying that.
I think you're right. What if the Dogs win the grand final, what do you reckon, what would you be opening if you're a mad doggy fan?
Well, there's something charades about the Dogs. Excuse me. You know, I think what I love watching the Dogs play is that they've just got some intense power in that midfield. And when they get going, they really get going. And, you know, it's hard to pick who's going to win it for them because they've got such evenness through the field. And they've surprised all of us, but maybe not the Bulldog supporters because they have been a good team all year. But I reckon you'd go to a Shiraz from the Barossa. And I like this wine from Peter Lehman. It's called the Stonemore Shiraz. It's about $100. It's a bit of an old school Shiraz, but it's more contemporary, and I think that's a bit like the Bulldogs.
What's an old school Shiraz mean?
Well, the old vines and the Shiraz has been around for a while, and you know, a little bit richer, a little bit higher in alcohol, and there is a bit of a trend in some of the newer regions, obviously, to make the Shiraz maybe a little bit more elegant. Whereas I still like the robustness and the richness of the power of Barossa.
Okay, what about the D's fans if they win the flag on Saturday?
Well, I was listening to you early in the week talking about our mate that had the cheese board last time, and I think from memory he had like the terrine and the chicken pate and
duck.
Oysters and prawns. Duck. He had the full mixed grill going there. But, you know, knowing Goody as well, he likes a glass of red, so we've got to stick with red. And maybe I think the D's are a little bit more Cabernet-like. That took them a few years to smooth out a bit. But now they're pretty seamless right through the field. So I reckon maybe Wings, John Riddick, would be a good Cabernet for them.
Ooh, nice. Say, George, I'm heading to the Hanging Rock. Hanging Rock today. Any advice about a winery to drop into or a good Macedon Rangers wine to drink? Rav from Bathurst.
Oh, Hanging Rock. The Hanging Rock Winery themselves is a great winery. Not sure how many of them are open at the moment. That's the only problem. I know the regional areas are a little bit more relaxed, but some of the wineries haven't reopened, so what I'd suggest is you ring through to make sure that they're open.
What about up on the Gold Coast? This has come through too. Are there any vineyards? There are vineyards in Queensland, I know that, but are there any around the Gold Coast?
Well, Santhorpe's not super far away. I think it's probably an hour and a bit away from there. So there's none immediately around the Gold Coast. No, you'd have to take a little bit of a drive out. But, you know, there is some nice wines that come out of the Queensland, the hinterland there, the higher hills areas.
I just signed up for a wine subscription. This is another text. And in it was a red wine called Juruf. Can you tell me more about it and what to pair it with?
Yeah, Juruf traditionally grown in the Rutherglen area here in Victoria, and traditionally used for the old school fortified. So back in the 50s and 60s, it was the base for a lot of the port, as we called it then. It's a big wine. It's got big colour, big richness, and it's got a slab of meat all over it. So, you know, generally with Jura, if we would like to look at a nice porterhouse or ribeye on the barbie, something big and rich, medium rare always, of course, because it matches better with the wine.
You got a special way of cooking a big, fat, juicy steak?
Well, the key, again, is to get it to room temperature. I keep saying that all the time, and people ask me in the street why, and it's because it doesn't take as long to cook. You don't burn the outside while you're waiting for the inside to get cooked. And I think a big thick ribeye, like a tomahawk or something that's on the bone, I think you sizzle it early and then you put it on a really low heat and almost roast it in the barbie. Put the lid on and let it roast.
I wasn't really listening to the start of that. How did that conversation start? I was answering another question off air. What was that all about?
That was all about how to cook the best steak. That was all about the best steak, Gary. Now, this person here's acquired a 1996 St Honorary. Leave it or crack it open for the grand final. Go Dogs, by the way.
That wine's probably got another 10 years or so, but 10. I'd actually be opening it. 96 was a cracking year. You're now talking 14 years on, grand final, night game. It's going to be an awesome game. I don't think there's a better occasion, so I reckon actually open it.
14 years? You're talking 24 years.
Oh, sorry, 24 years. Yeah, that's right. So I got my maths wrong. Yeah, no, even better. But it has still got life. That was a great year, 96. So absolutely, I'd be opening it.
It's a good point because people buy wine and put it away for a special occasion. Well, God help me, it's a big special occasion this week, Wisp.
Can't get to open them. Can't get much more special, much bigger than this weekend to open your bottle of wine, your special bottle of wine, particularly if you're a Melbourne or Dogs fan and they salute.
Exactly. Hey, Georgie, Yering Station, Merlot Village 2015. Is it a good drop?
Yes, it is. I wouldn't be selling it for an enormous amount of time, but it is a good drop, yes.
Are you a sherry drinker, George? I know you share your drinks, but are you a sherry drinker?
Look, I used to drink a bit of it back when we were allowed to go to restaurants occasionally. You'd have it as a starting aperitif. I wouldn't say it's my first point of call at home, no.
Ciremet Winery is only 15 minutes from the Gold Coast. I don't know whether you know about that one or not, George.
Ciremet, yeah, I didn't realise it was that close. Yeah, look, Ciremet's probably one of the leading producers from up there. We all got to know about them when they used to sponsor the motor racing a lot. But, yeah, their wines are pretty good. I didn't realise they were that close to the Gold Coast, but, yeah, they probably are.
What's the recommendation, Georgie?
I think this weekend we spend a little bit more money and we go to about 40, 45, and there's a Shiraz that comes from down at Geelong, and you wouldn't think Shiraz goes well down in Geelong, but Bannockburn, Shiraz from down that area, I just think is gorgeous. So it's a little bit different to what I was talking earlier with the Peter Lehman and Stonewall Shiraz, I think, which is bigger and richer. This is now more elegant, slightly spicy, more savoury-like. And I think it'll actually be a great bottle of wine to open this weekend watching the game because it's going to be a cracking game. I think spend a few extra bucks. Bannockburn Shiraz from Geelong.
Who's winning, George, by the way?
Look, I think the D's. I'm actually going to say it's going to be a draw, Gaz, because I reckon we're due for one. It's been one of those years.
Possibly.
Oh, no, don't do that to people.
I want to see you just sweating it out for some extra time, and then I reckon the Omen bet last week, and a few of us in the wine industry did back Ollie Wines. The Omen bet has to be for the Norm Smith, Jack Vine-y. You've got to put a wine theme in there, don't we? Nice. So. But I reckon you're going to get up, Gaz, but it's extra time, mate.
What about Gary loves his Grenache. If he is celebrating on Saturday night with a Grenache, George?
Do you reckon he'll be celebrating with a Grenache or you reckon he'll be hooking
George,
down something else beforehand?
We need to go, otherwise we're going to run into the news. Thanks so much for your efforts this morning.
No,
we'll talk again next week.